in-person and online classes, according to an update provided to the Rio del City Council at their September 15th regular meeting. School Superintendent Angela Johnson spoke about the school's COVID-19 response and safety protocols.
Just kind of a quick update for us, and then I'll leave it open for questions. We did reopen school for in-person instruction. Our first day of school was August 31st. So we opened to in-person instruction with an option of distance learning for those families that felt like that was a good option for them. At this point, we're about 65% of our families in person and about 35% distance learning. We ask that families make a 6-week commitment to distance learning. And so that has been, you know, there's been technical issues as kids can't get on their Zoom and those types of things. But it's week 3 has been proving to be a little bit smoother and more successful. My teachers are working extremely hard. My staff is working hard. I just am really proud and thankful for everyone who has shown up and stepped up to make it be successful. So I'm expecting that at the end of the 6 weeks, we will receive some of those students back for in-person. But, you know, the county has approved our school site-specific safety plan. We do our screenings. We are on a reduced day. The state has reduced daily minutes. So students are in school from 8:20 to roughly, and kindergartners leave at 12:15, and then eighth graders leave at 12:45. So they're on a staggered release based on their amount of instructional minutes, and they get lunch and go home. So it's going fairly smooth at this point. So I think the kids are excited to be back in school. Even with face masks, we are requiring masks kindergarten or TK through eighth grade. And as much as my face gets uncomfortable in a mask all day, they're great. They put them on and they don't complain about it. So it's been fairly easy. So been pretty fortunate. The state, and we did receive lots of different funding from the state in regards to different types of the CARES Act and some ESSER funds and some other funds. So we've been able to purchase things like HEPA filters for classrooms. We've purchased little microphones so that the teacher can have a microphone on their mask and be amplified for all of the classrooms. We have plexiglass for teachers to be behind, as well as student plexiglass shields.
The Rio del Chief of Police also provided the council an update on an incident at a local coffee shop earlier that day.
So I got called at home about 5 minutes after 6. I was the officer on call. The initial report was a man screaming and yelling and banging on things with a stick. However, continuing 911 calls to our dispatch center indicated that there was something more serious going on. The dispatcher at about 6:25, while I was about halfway here, sent two officers from Fortuna, and they arrived about 2 or 3 minutes before I did. It turned out that one of our transients, a man named Le'Veon Williams, admitted to using bath salts, and he had numerous edged weapons, which is not unusual for Mr. Williams, including a scythe and a sword that was bent into a U-shape. He had entered shots, confronted one of the employees and her boyfriend, chased the boyfriend somewhere between a half a block and a couple of blocks down the streets, throwing punches at him. It does not appear that he was armed with any of the edged weapons at that point in time. One of the patrons gave him a ride to Hobie's. The two Fortuna police officers and myself located him on the south end of the Eagle Prairie Bridge, and he was taken into custody.
The full agenda packet of documentation is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next Rio del City Council meeting will be Tuesday, October 6th at 6:30 p.m. online at Access Humboldt. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.